everyone. Welcome to another episode of Lessons Learned Podcast, the dumbest thing I've ever done with money. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Lessons Learned, the dumbest thing I've ever done with money. My name is Suzanne, and I am the head coach at Grace Financial Coaching. And it is my honor today to welcome my friend Carrie Mosier. I am so excited to have her on here. Carrie is the owner of Thrive With Me, LLC. And I can't wait to hear about the dumbest thing she's done with money. But first, let me tell you a little bit about Carrie. She helps guide her clients to healthy financial choices while avoiding some of the pitfalls that Carrie fell into early on herself. Knowledge is everything. As much as Carrie wishes she knew everything earlier, it's still never too late. And Carrie's ultimate passion is coaching people towards their best life. And I can attest that Carrie is very good at that. Good morning, Carrie. How are you?
Good morning, Suzanne. I'm very happy to be here.
Excellent. I haven't seen Carrie since September, so this is very exciting.
Right. So and boy, Carrie, did we have a good time.
Oh, we did. We had such a good time in September. We had our for all the other coaching dorks out there, we were at our coaching conference together. So
yeah.
Carrie, tell me about Thrive With Me, your coaching business, and how you help people.
Thrive With Me was named from a song that Casting Crowns sings. That's part of the lyrics in it is, you were made to more than just survive. You were made to thrive. And I just could not let go of that thrive word. And that's what many people out there are feeling, is they're just surviving. They're on the treadmill to nowhere. Mm. They're living to pay bills. And so I wanted to express that. And God says, do that. And I did it. And guess what? When God says, it works.
Right. I know. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's so strange. The treadmill to nowhere. Tell me about anecdotally or an example of a client that you've had where they were on the treadmill to nowhere and what happened with them.
I can think of a few that were the same place, not necessarily an income problem.
Okay.
But every time they got a little bit of a raise, they would spend it. And they didn't have anything to fall back on. So before they knew it, they were out of control and they were making really good money, but had nothing to show for it except for material things or a trip or whatever. Nothing wrong with those things.
A vacation that's still sitting on the credit card.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're trying to pay for yesterday today.
Mm-hmm.
And just discouraged and know that with the money they're making, life should not be that way.
Yeah, definitely. That is that's a common thing that we see with coaching clients, right? So
yeah.
I would say, you know, the majority of people reach out to financial coaches because they're trying to get out of debt, right?
Right.
We certainly have those clients who are reaching their retirement and want to get a budget together for, you know, living on retirement, and people who are millionaires we get business clients and stuff like that. But a lot of people will initially reach out to financial coaches to get out of debt. So what's the most dramatic thing some of those clients have done to get out of that debt? Can you think of anything?
Oh my gosh. Sell almost everything they own.
Nice.
Realize that the stuff is not important.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of clients who, and I don't want to stereotype, but it's 99% men. They got to have this truck. And these trucks get people into trouble because they're expensive, and the want versus need, in that case, the want wins.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, this was not wise. This is affecting my family's lifestyle.
Yeah.
What do we do about this?
Right. And we're recording this in February of 2022, and car prices, vehicle prices in general, but particularly pickup truck prices, are astronomical right now.
Astronomical.
I have a neighbor down the street, older guy, and he said, I need to get a new truck. And he's got a 2011 Dodge Ram. And I was like, what do you need a new truck for? And he lit, there's a good amount of stuff wrong with his truck. It's got over 200,000 miles. So the engine and transmission. So I was like, okay. But then he was like, yeah, I think the work's going to be like under $4,000. And I said, you can't, you need to pay that. You can't get it. Not that he's going to buy a new truck for $4,000, but it'd be so much better to just pay that than try to buy a new truck right now. I mean, these things, what he was looking at was $50,000 a few years. It's $75,000.
That's right.
Now.
That's right.
Crazy. And that kind of payment can really cripple somebody's budget.
Cripple.
And you can cut from everywhere else, but if you still have that $500-$700 car payment, there's not much we can do. We're not cutting groceries, right?
Right. Well, I have one client who I'm always very particular about asking, okay, is this a truck we need? Do we do business with this truck or whatever? I do have one client who the answer is yes, and he has to have this for his business.
Sure.
But most are, no, I just always wanted a truck. I love that truck. I got a raise. So then we work with them to turn that around and say, hey, why don't we back up, get things in order, sell the truck. And then once we have things in order, go get your truck. Then your truck is not a demon in your life. It's something to bring you joy.
Yes, definitely. Right. Because if that's a car or a vehicle you've always wanted, and this can be a sports car too, right? Somebody having a midlife crisis.
Absolutely.
I can say that. My husband had a midlife crisis 2 years ago. We have a Corvette now. It was paid for.
Yeah.
But it can happen with any vehicle, right?
Anything.
And all of a sudden, you walk outside to the driveway and it doesn't bring you joy anymore.
Right.
It's this hindrance in your life.
Oh, that's right.
Such good advice, Carrie. So I created this show, Carrie, to help other people realize that we all make financial mistakes, and we would love for some of these people to learn from our mistakes.
Yes.
So, Carrie, what is the dumbest thing you've ever done with money?
And I got a good one, a good bad one. This was, I believe, 1997. I had recently left a job and taken another position. And I had a very nice 401k at the old job that I needed to move. We do recommend that people do that so that they move it into something they have control over and work with a financial advisor to manage it. So my husband and I had an appointment with our financial advisor at the time. And we had talked previously, my husband and I, that the credit card debt that we had at the time, that was our sticking point. We had other typical American debt, like a mortgage and car payment, stuff like that. But the thing that made us sick to our stomach was the credit card debt.
Yeah.
So we had talked and we had made the decision that we were going to take what we owed on the credit cards, pay the credit cards off. Now, not knowing any better, we met with our financial advisor and he told us the things he needed to tell us. There, we were under 59 and a half. There would be penalties, taxes, all that. He did his due diligence and told us all that. But then he was pretty on board with me doing that. So I felt like I kind of had his blessing. So it wasn't a completely stupid thing to do.
Well, so basically what happened was instead of taking the 401k, rolling it into an IRA, rolling it into some other vehicle that is protected and we don't have to pay taxes and penalties, we cashed it out.
Well, I didn't cash it out. Okay. I did roll it over.
Okay.
But then I took a draw.
Oh, then you took a draw from it. Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And here is... What, did you want to say something?
No, go.
Okay. Here is the lesson in all of this. Not only is that money gone, we did not learn the hard lessons that we needed to learn to not get in debt again.
Oh.
We did it the easy way. Easy is not a good thing when it comes to finances, in my opinion. So we had full intentions of never touching a credit card again, but life happens. You get in pickles. Well, just this time, just this once, and it started racking up again.
Oh.
So Our strategy didn't work. Our retirement funds were down, and not that money could have still been there growing. Yeah. And we could have done the long work, the mundane work of the everyday and applying every paycheck a little to the credit card and done it that way. If we had done it that way, we would have never done it again because that hurts.
Yeah.
So,
So I think, Carrie, you really hit the nail on the head when you said the typical American debt of the car payments and the mortgage. So let's get rid of the mortgage, because plenty of people who are watching this can make the argument the mortgage is good debt, right? Even Dave Ramsey will get into a phone call sometimes and say, well, no, the mortgage is okay, and here's why, and blah, 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 blah. The typical American debt of the car payment, though, I think that gets, it is, and the student loan debt, those are getting more bad press, which is good, right?
Yes, which is very good.
I don't know why. I think the credit cards get kind of pushed to the side. Maybe it's because we've reached the $1 trillion mark with student loans. Maybe because of the car, like we were talking about earlier, cars are so expensive. But I feel like that debt gets talked about more than the credit card debt. And the credit card debt can be so crippling. And I'm speaking from experience because, guys, the majority of my debt was not student loans. It was, my student loans were less than $20,000. They were gone in like, they could have been gone first, right? It was my credit card debt. It was the consumer debt that said, I need this right now, or this is an emergency. And maybe it is a true emergency, but I wasn't prepared enough to have an emergency fund.
Exactly.
And to me, the credit card debt, when I'm talking with new clients, part of their homework, if they have credit card debt, is to write down the interest rates.
Yes. That's a huge eye-opener.
19.99%, 24.99%, 23.99%. This is not just your debt, it's your debt plus a quarter of your debt. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, this is your future.
How,
if you don't, you will never lose these things.
Exactly. I've had situations where I've worked with clients where we had the exact situation was they had a credit card and a PayPal credit card, you know, the online credit card or whatever. And the PayPal rate was like 9%. And the other credit card was like 25%. And we moved it because literally every month it was just growing. And so we moved it in the debt snowball. We flipped it because it was so, it was like heartbreaking to watch the balance continue to go up.
Right. Even though you're making payments on it.
Right. You're making payments and you're not using it. And it was still going up. So I think we just kind of lump the credit card debt in with like the car payment that might be at a 6% or a 9% or a 4%, depending on how old the car is and all that stuff. And we might lump it in with the mortgage, which is at 2 or 3 or 5%. But the interest rates on the credit cards will kill you. It will kill you.
Yeah. And our society, unfortunately, has glorified the credit card as being necessary because you've got to build a good credit score.
Yeah.
And that's a whole nother show in itself. But the bondage that those credit cards put you in is not worth any credit score.
No.
And there are ways around that for another discussion.
Definitely. So, we had a fellow coach. I had a fellow coach of ours on last year, and him and his wife had $100,000 in credit card debt, and they're about to do, I think you know who it is. They're about to do their debt-free scream.
Free scream, yes.
But guys, $100,000 in credit card debt. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
You know, it's $100,000, but it's really $125,000.
Right.
Or it's $120,000, whatever percentage rate you want to put on it. It's
right.
So what do you guys think if you had gone back and not done it the easy way, what do you guys think you would have learned?
Our saving grace was Dave Ramsey.
Okay.
And his principles, because that gave us a roadmap on how to do it. We didn't learn that stuff until our early 50s.
Oh, wow.
So let me tell you, people who are watching, if you think you're too old to do this and end up with a nice retirement fund, that's wrong. If we can do it, anybody can do it. So we just, when I first learned about Dave Ramsey, we did Financial Peace University, my husband and I. And when I learned that information, I had an anger build up in me. And the anger was, why didn't I know this stuff? Why didn't somebody tell me? Now, I don't blame my parents. They didn't know this stuff either. But if we had known, we not only would our retirement fund look a lot better, we would have had a little bit more trips than what we had. And most importantly, we wouldn't have the money stress and the money fights.
Because
when you work together on your finances, it creates such a wonderful bond. It goes from money being stressful to money being a common goal and something you share and work on.
It's
a wonderful thing. Can do it a really wonderful is. Thing for a couple.
And I want people to realize what you just said. You pointed out two different things that you would have had financially been in a better situation. You would have had more retirement.
Right.
And you would have had more trips.
Right.
Working with a financial coach is not all about having someone beat you over the head and tell you to save money. It's not even close. It's about being able to have the opportunity to choose between putting it in your retirement and taking your entire family to Disney World.
And at the same time, getting rid of some debt.
Exactly. Right.
So that you have a budget that is livable and you could still have a life, not an extravagant life, but a life while you're working on your goals.
Yeah. I've got two couples right now that I'm working with, two separate couples, two different coasts. And we're at the stage with both of them where we're going to be working on sinking funds. And, you know, I explained it. Here's your budget and your cash flow. Here's your emergency fund, and the sinking funds fill in that gap. And the sinking funds aren't just, I got one of the couples needs two sets of tires on their cars. Like they're in New York.
Ouch.
They need them like yesterday. If we can hold out till the spring, they'll be okay, but hopefully there'll be no damage. But the sinking fund isn't just saving the boring stuff, like saving up for two sets of tires.
Right.
The sinking fund is saving up for their 25th anniversary trip, which is coming up this summer.
That's right.
So it's not just all someone beating you over the head and telling you to save money and pay off your debt. We want everybody to have a life and to have
that's
fun.
Right. The thing about financial coaching, and especially the way Suzanne and I have been trained, there's no judgment on our end. We are here to help. We're servants. I don't know if there's a person on the planet that hasn't done something really stupid with money, and us included. But through that, we have learned so much, and we have been trained by Dave Ramsey and his wonderful team in Nashville. And our coaching practices and our coaching sessions are judgment-free zones.
Yeah. We might need to tell you, that was a dumb idea, but let's work through it.
But
that doesn't mean we all haven't been there.
That's right.
Have been there. Yeah. Yep. I'm going to be like 90 by the time I wrap up this this Facebook, YouTube live show, because like you said, everyone has done something stupid with money. So I have an unlimited amount of guests.
It's true.
It really is.
Everybody's got a story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Carrie, that was really helpful. And I think, man, I wrote more notes today than I have in a long time. And
do I have a minute to say something else?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
That's kind of a secret. What I just told you was a secret that I didn't share with people for a very long time, because in my mind, I was a bad girl and I did something bad and it's embarrassing. But I've been working with a mindset coach. Oh. A lot of us coaches have coaches.
Oh, yes.
A various business coaches, mindset coaches, financial coaches. We all need help. We all need coaches. So anyway, I'm working with this mindset coach, and I shared this with her, and the shame I felt in regard to that, even though it was back in the 90s, and I know better now, I still had some shame I need to deal with about it. And she prodded me and told me, this is a great testimony to your clients because it makes you human like them.
Yep.
And you can tell the lessons that you learn from it. Mm-hmm. So I have since started sharing that story with my clients, and it has been one of the most powerful things that I've done.
Oh,
So whatever your faux pas are, don't be afraid to share them and let them be learning experiences for those in your life.
Yeah, definitely. It is so powerful, Carrie. And like I said, sometimes the credit card debt gets kind of just cast aside, but it can be so challenging. And it's enlightening that you went through that situation twice.
Twice.
And you got out of it twice.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Never again.
No, never again. I knew this was going to be fun, Carrie, but I didn't, I miss you.
I miss you too. I know. You're going to take a drive south and see you sometime.
Yes, definitely. It's a lot warmer down here. It's going to be 72 degrees today. So your friend Deborah wants to congratulate you.
Oh, hi, Debbie. Oh, she's such a great person.
That's awesome. Thank you, Deborah, for sharing that. So, Carrie, I really appreciate you joining me today. And if you think of anything else dumb you've done, just keep me in mind.
How many shows you want to give me?
Right? We'll do a whole month with Carrie next month, guys.
Oh.
All right. Well, thank you again. And I hope you guys, I saw a bunch of people jump in late. So if you guys missed the first half of Carrie's story, please check out the replay on the YouTube channel and join us next week for another episode of Lessons Learned, the dumbest thing I've ever done with money. Thanks, Carrie.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for having me. Bye, everybody.
People blunders with us. Join me again next week for another episode of Lessons Learned Podcast, the dumbest thing I've ever done with money. Make sure to subscribe to the Grace Financial Coaching YouTube channel, and please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.